Hey, what's up, guys? It's OK Podcast, and guess who's here this time? Caitlin.
Woo!
She's back. Okay, Caitlin, what do you have to say that you're back? How do you feel?
Slight period cramps. Feel kind of excluded. You didn't. The whole thing with your grandpa, you kind of just went over my head with it. It's kind of like prom. Remember when you ditched me?
Okay, I'm a bad friend. So also, I'm here with Earl. Yeah, so at prom, I kind of ditched Caitlin. Like,
we ditched.
Okay, actually, yeah, Earl's in the car. We both ditched Caitlin.
Okay,
Caitlin, you want to tell the story?
Hold on.
Oh yeah, Earl, tell the story.
I wouldn't say it was called ditching. Okay.
Let me speak.
Before you get triggered.
Let me speak.
Okay, so
talk.
Okay, all right, so. I was going to think of going to prom at first, but I didn't have a ride. But then Caitlin already told me that they're going to go to prom, so I was going to ask her, of course. But then she told me that she was going with Sage, Olivia, and Alize. And then another...
So Alize ditched me too.
Oh my God. Okay, but anyway, look. So after that, I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to go with Caitlin and Sage. And then I heard, like, go to this other friend group of mine that's doing a party bus.
And I see
Olivia there. So I like me and her, I already know that was her plan. So I'm like asking her, like, so wait, what are you doing? It's like, are you part of this? It was like, she was like, yeah. I was like, wait, so what if I came?
She's like, I was like, I need to talk to her.
Best part was she forgot that she was riding with Caitlin.
No, she
and
didn't.
As if I asked her. She like felt so surprised. She was like, oh my God, I forgot I'm riding with them. And I was like, okay, so how are we gonna break this together? And then we met Sage. And then we crossed and then we saw Sage. And then Sage was like, bro, this is the perfect time for him to actually talk. Because I mean, it's Sage, he's like your punching bag, so it's better. I felt we both agreed.
Is it toxic?
Oh yeah, do you want to
let's talk about that.
No, wait. This is my side of the story. This is how my best friends portrayed me.
Betrayed. Sorry.
<Past tense. laughs>
Anyways, I have like silence. Olivia's been my best friend since sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Well, freshman-ish.
Yeah. The end of freshman year.
This has been my best friend since 7th grade.
I'm so
both
sorry.
Loving relationships that I thought I felt safe and secure in.
Oh my God.
You know what's actually funny though? The first day I became best friends with Caitlin, Earl was involved.
Why wouldn't
Anyways.
I be? Why wouldn't I be? You clearly just heard her say I was her best friend first.
Shh. Anyways. So, we make this plan and I'm super excited to go with my best friends and Sage and. And Alize. Alize is better than Sage, if anything.
Oh, I got something else.
But. I hear from Sage out of all people.
I knew it was going to go bad either way.
And I looked at Sage and I just wanted to choke him.
Going with her. He was going to drive with her and yet she was angry at him.
She saw me and she was fine.
Yeah, I know.
But what really made me mad, Earl came over and he was like, hey, it's okay. I was like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I was like, Olivia didn't say anything to me about it.
I was scared. I'm scared.
This is why I was her best friend first.
I'm scared of Caitlin. I'm not going to confrontation. What if she would have yelled at me?
I would have not yelled at me. I would have been like, okay, just tell me. Like, let me know. And
I know Caitlin wouldn't say anything because I mean, like, oh, shit. I confronted her.
I literally said, okay, yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I just felt bad because, not because
I was scared.
It was because she was going to be left alone with Sage for like an hour.
You guys ditched me with the worst person ever.
Because,
literally.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then also, it wasn't that I was like, okay, I'm going to ditch
Sage
Caitlin.
By the way, Sage is her boyfriend.
Alize would have felt more, Alize wanted to go on the party bus. And mom didn't want us to go differently. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That was the thing too, because Olivia was saying
that's what
how,
I told Sage
okay.
to tell you.
No, yeah, Olivia was saying how it wasn't going to be a
how
good
is your mom
going to
see you get in the party bus?
Sage or Caitlin.
Just pretend my car is the party bus, and she would have not known. I could have played my music
on off. Hindsight, it was karma because the bus did break down.
Yeah, our bus popped a tire.
I'm not naming names because not like it's shady or anything.
Well, but actually, first, it canceled. So we had to find a whole new party bus. And then when we did, it was so hot. Like, they had no air conditioning. And then it popped a tire.
I feel like the driver was all like, had all the air conditioning to herself. Literally.
She did not care.
Like, literally, she was just driving and she was like, wow, it's so, like, chill here. Like, I'm freezing in the front. I wonder how bad the people in the back are fucking baking right now.
Wow. Like, I totally remember. That was so funny.
We're saying how it would have been better to drive with you, Caitlin. Oh my god, you win.
Yeah, I know. It would have been so much better to go with you. Because then the whole Andrew thing wouldn't happen. Oh my god, I just said his name in the podcast!
Now we have to erase this.
I'm not erasing it. I don't care. Fuck it. Whatever. It doesn't even matter.
He's not even gonna listen to it.
No, he deadass listens. He was the one, he told me, he said, if...
Well, anyway, hi, Andrew.
Stop! You're making it worse!
Not like it's the last
thing. He said that if Caitlin's not in the next podcast, I'm not listening. Or I'm unsubscribing. He's the person that said that. I told you somebody said that?
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Great. Oh, God, this is so awkward. Okay. I don't want to address it. I don't care. I want to just say
that it looked like nothing. Okay.
Thank you.
It just looked like, hey. If I was in his position, I would have done the same thing because, first of all, I was feeling nice and warm in there anyway. And if some friend of mine was cold, of course I would give them my jacket.
Did you go to Denny's with us?
No, I left. My mom was already there.
Okay, then Earl doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, X-Day! Okay, so what'd you guys have for lunch?
For lunch?
I literally,
ever since my grandma left the house, I have to cook every fucking meal in my room. Or in my house right now, like.
Oh no, you have to cook.
Not even that. Like, I have to cook for the whole family. Like, and Joshua.
Who's Joshua? Your brother?
For five motherfucking
people. I mean, I can eat. It's not like I'm bullying him or anything, but I love my brother to get to death. But I'm just saying, if you needed someone to, like, do the... You seen those challenges on, like, timelines where, like, you see, like, a picture of huge-ass food and, like, tag the person you'd see?
Oh, yeah.
Josh would be the number one person that you'd want.
Is he big?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, like...
He's
tall, so it... My mom, I love this. My mom literally says, yeah, he's big, but he's tall, so it would level out. It would all balance. I'm like, I don't know if that's how it works. But it's okay. But it's okay. Like, I love him. He's...
Yeah.
What about your siblings?
He's very good.
What about your siblings?
Alize is... she's...
Choose your words wisely.
She got a little attitude sometimes. It's cool. We're besties. And then Isaac... he doesn't really like me. Long story short.
Caitlin?
We already talked about them in the last one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about something else, because forget our siblings. It's all about us. We're the important ones. When it comes to this podcast...
Let's talk about... The biggest
You're
event,
disgusting.
The biggest...
I just spit up.
You call it? Chick-fil-A?
Clean it.
I just put it in the back of my mouth.
Let's talk about the biggest change in our lives coming up soon. Like,
we're graduating in, like, what? 9 days?
Six, ten, seven.
Seven, 12.
Are you, like, ready to be
six, seven,
introduced
nine?
To the real world?
I'm
like, high school.
I'm not going to college.
she's going to NYU.
I'm going to NYU. I told some of my family that.
You're lying.
She was telling me this. She was actually telling me this. And she had the most evil look in her eye. As if she
said why, and I was like, because I wanted to.
As if she's not gonna tell them the truth, like, anytime. Like, she's gonna have them believe that she went to NYU. Like, after high school, like, they're gonna all believe that, yeah, Olivia, oh, she's in NYU.
She goes to NYU, then they're gonna tell all my family, and all my family's gonna think
literally
that.
Literally, all Olivia's be doing is gonna
Does
be, like,
Chick-fil-A
traveling.
Does Chick-fil-A have milkshakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a
hashtag
milkshake.
Not sponsored. You can't say, can we
my
say
my jaw hurts. Yes!
My God damn
it, why'd you say your
he
jaw
won't
hurts?
Answer me.
Cause it, I don't know,
he won't hurt. Answer me.
So he's just answering Caitlin, so she's gonna break up with him in 2 seconds.
Did you get you've forgotten your wisdom teeth out, or all of them?
Just text him, I'm breaking up with you.
Olivia.
Caitlin, text him that.
Why doesn't he want to answer me?
Text him, I'm breaking up with you.
I'm hot, right, guys?
Oh, Caitlin's a fucking 12. Holy shit. Out of 2.
That's such a big weight. That's that was such a huger scale.
Cheerio. Rise up, light.
Guys, I taught Olivia. Literally, it was like, it's literally the most basic thing. I'm pretty sure everyone can hear, like, issues. I'm pretty sure everyone have heard of this one. If you,
I've never heard it before. He told me this. Mind blown.
If you just say rise, no one cares. Up, light, you're like saying razor blades in an Australian accent.
And like, rise up, light.
There's gonna be a couple people doing it right now as I speak.
Yeah, say it. Do it. Do it. I fucking dare you. Do it.
Caitlin, say it.
Sage won't answer me.
Can you say it?
That's not what he told you to say. That's not.
What am I saying?
Rise up, lights.
Rise up, lights.
But say it like fast.
Rise up, lights.
Say it as if it's one word.
Rise up, lights.
There you go.
Rise up, lights.
Don't say it like you're announcing it.
Rise up, lights.
But wait, there's more.
Rise up, lights.
Rise up, lights.
Rise up, lights. I'm on crack.
You guys
can-
if you guys can see Caitlin's face when we were doing that nonstop, like, not even like, what, an hour ago? Olivia would not stop singing.
Guys, I'm a paratactyl.
Is he cheating on me?
Probably.
I literally just told you that he's playing video games with the bros.
No, he's not. He's having sex with that one guy that his sister's friend.
I'm literally
what's his friend that you don't like? That he's really mean and he doesn't say hi to you and he ignores you and he cheats on his girlfriend?
Blake.
Dude, we can't post this.
Why?
What if somebody tells? This is tea time.
Wait, as if someone's gonna believe that Sage is gonna be fucking some guy named Blake.
No! Blake's, he's, really rude. Like, I don't think he means to be.
Oh, he definitely does.
Really?
I read auras, and let me tell you.
Oh my god. Red. Let me just tell you about auras real quick. Purple. Holy shit, that's evil.
No, it's not.
No,
I was being sarcastic.
It depends on how you interpret it. It depends on how you interpret it.
Yeah, I have a purple lavender aura, and I heard it's
I have a beige indigo with a slight pinch of
fuchsia.
Fuchsia. What the heck? Yeah, try reading my aura now.
My aura is, it's Britney,
it's
bitch.
It's closing soon.
It's Britney, bitch.
I'm close.
Hey, at RHS, we bark at bitches.
I wonder, what does Rev do, meow?
You know what he just told me? See, she said, cool, no, you're gonna do what I say. How do I get to Chick-fil-A?
That's funny.
Currently,
wait, Olivia, no, Caitlin, it's recording.
I know, I'm trying to.
Currently, Olivia is texting for Caitlin towards Sage.
She does that a lot. Wait. That's probably why you think we're toxic and we need a breakup, Earl.
What?
Remember when you told my boyfriend break up with me? The relationship's toxic?
I didn't say that.
I went through Sage's text messages and I kind of exposed you. This is awkward. Not to break up, but you're just saying that the relationship is toxic. I told Caitlin, you clearly stated that she wasn't toxic, just that the relationship might be.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did.
And then you told him to break up with me.
No, I didn't.
You said to end the toxic relationship. You said, so. Can we go through your text messages?
Here, I want to see what I said.
You said, dump that bitch.
I didn't see that. Oh, my mom texted me.
Let me just pull out my phone really quick so I can get that.
We're still recording, guys. We're still on.
Aren't you supposed to do advertisements? Or are you that not?
Well, if we want
to
get
are you
paid?
That not
oh. Well, today we're not doing one because we don't have anybody.
Wow.
We could just throw out random people and hopefully they'll give us money if we
did
want.
Did you see all the L's I gave Sage in my collar?
Oh, yeah, I actually did see that. I really did notice that.
Everything you see.
Sage was like chasing me because I had his phone and all I saw.
You lost.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty
funny. And he keeps saying, this game hates me. That's it.
And then he tells me in theater, he's like, hey, run it up in Moncala. And then he loses, even though I haven't played in years.
He's like training.
I'm like, how do you capture? Because I don't even understand how to capture and I still win.
I literally put, I get so many extra turns on this kid. He sets it up for me. It's so easy. It's like.
I know, he's terrible.
Caitlin even plays against him.
I had to teach him how to play. So he's like, what's Mancala?
What's man? He says Mancala.
No, he says, what's Mancala?
Mancala.
Right, the blight. Mancala.
It sounds like a body part. Mancala, right here.
When I've
injured my Mancala.
When we order Chick-fil-A. Why am I?
Caitlin, you're literally swerving. Dude, Caitlin.
Caitlin! Don't even drink. Yeah, by the way, guys, Caitlin's driving. And she just chugged. She kind of got iced before we left. Like three times.
Earl is the one that fucking took a shot. A
tequila shot. And then she shook his head.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Should we talk in accents?
Yeah. Rise up, lights. I don't know how to do an accent.
I literally just regret just telling that to Olivia now.
When we order our milkshakes.
When you order, when you order, okay, Olivia, just
I'll take one milkshake. Okay, I don't know how to do accents.
Olivia, I dare you to, like, teach the person that's taking our order the trick I just taught you.
Okay.
With the rise of blends.
I literally will.
No, we have to talk in an accent.
Okay, but I'm going to tell them that. Can I tell them that?
Yeah. If, like, they ask us, like, oh, where'd you get the accent and everything?
But did you see how much he was freaking out, though?
Who?
When you were looking through his text messages, you saw how, like, Sage was freaking out?
Yes! Yeah.
Why does he do that? What is, like, I want to know what he's hiding.
I felt so empowered because it was like, as if this lost child, this lost baby kid was crying to me trying to help look for his mother. I was like, come here, it's okay. Don't cry. It's just high school.
Well, I think we need some pressing topic. Oh my god, I can't talk. Topics to talk about. There's this kid at our school who is gonna fight this other kid, and he decided that the best thing to do was to bark at him. This white kid barking at this black kid. He didn't want to fight him. No, he wanted to bark in his face.
Why did he want to go to the bathroom?
Because the black kid was saying, let's go fight in the bathroom. Because the black kid didn't want to get caught or whatever. I don't know what the bathroom was going to do. But at least he was still willing to fight him, I mean. And then the white kid's like, I'm not going to the fucking bathroom. On moms. I'm going to kill you. On moms. And then started barking.
Because
we're terriers.
Someone told me that he was gonna make gorilla noises at the kid. I'm pretty sure that would have been a little racist.
I wish that kid would beat him up then.
To be honest, the dog noises, I feel like he's hella racist.
I don't think he meant for it to be racist. I think he did it to show, like, you're my bitch.
You're my bitch.
Well,
I don't think he was trying to be racist. I hope not. I hope that people don't.
By the way, guys, anyone who's seen that video, that doesn't represent the majority of RHS, okay?
Oh, just 25%.
The 1%.
No.
That's
1%. No.
That is 1%.
No.
That's a big 1%.
No. No.
Did you see that video? No one, and then it said people at RHS. And oh, yeah. That old white
barking.
I know, yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so we're going to talk to the Chick-fil-A person right now.
In an accent? Okay.
In an accent.
Okay.
Ha, not saying Caitlin is a...
Bombay, but it's really nice to Tommy. Yeah.
Where am I from Australia? Don't say Sydney.
I don't know anywhere else. I didn't even know Sydney.
Look up.
Fuck, okay, I gotta look this
up.
Yeah,
look
quick.
It up.
God dang it. Wait, park, can we park?
No!
There's a line.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is popular.
Hello.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Do they want to...
I don't have any money.
Okay.
I had a 20 in the back of my phone, but then I just, like, took it out.
Cities in Australia. Australia! What's that phrase again? The shrimp on Sydney.
A shrimp on a Bobby.
That's actually not a phrase.
Sydney. Y'all remember that from Nemo?
Yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Aye.
Do they need a bag? I'm confused by either.
Okay, Caitlin, you're from Wollongong.
Oh, yeah.
Just say Chutney.
I'm from Chutney. I don't sound Australian.
Okay. Nottingham.
That's
Canberra, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne.
Nottingham. I'll say Adelaide. I know that.
Adelaide. That's okay. The name of the girl.
From city from Adelaide.
You're gonna be from Darwin.
City.
Darwin.
Brisbane. Siri.
Darwin is
Hobart.
From Adelaide.
Hobart.
Newcastle.
Adelaide.
Newcastle. White Castle. I'm from White Castle.
I'll be from Geelong.
I'd like the peach, Ken. I'd like the peach milkshake.
Peachy fucking keen. Have you seen that movie? Jawbreaker?
Oh, New South. I'll be from New South Wales.
Rock Olivia!
You just spit out her gum?
What do you guys want? Do I even have money?
I don't.
Does anyone have money?
There's a tampon.
There's a car behind us. We're too committed already.
I might have money on my card, but I'm not sure. Can you get my wallet out, please?
All I'm interested in is talking to.
That's okay. I have 40 bucks.
Huh?
We'll just use it. Here, I'll use the 20.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not buying anything like more than 20 bucks anyway.
Yeah, just chocolate. Chocolate.
What are you getting?
They talk with their throats, I'm pretty sure.
Chocolate!
What did he say?
I'd like the chocolate shake.
Chocolates. Chocolates.
Rise up, chocolate.
I remember.
I remember chocolates.
I always
hated that. What was she even supposed to represent? Like, is that a fish? What a fish? Or no, one of those nematodes?
Huh?
Just the old ones?
It's a sea worm. Urchin. It's a starfish.
I don't think starfish.
It's a hydrangea bush.
Hydrangea bush. Yes, yes.
Hydrangea bush.
Hydrangea bush.
Hydrangea bush.
You're swimming by a jellyfish?
A jellyfish.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
What's the worst injury you guys ever had?
Rise up lights.
I fractured my ankle.
Rise up lights.
Oh my god, shut up.
Sorry. Literally, if I had a time machine, I'd just go back and just kill myself. I just shoot myself before I tell Olivia the joke.
Rise up lights. Don't pee.
Oh my god. Hold it in. I still have cranberry juice in here. Guys, I have a bladder infection.
I think everyone knows. You tell everyone.
Because.
You know Olivia's so open about her health issues. Like.
That's why you pee after sex, ladies.
Do you get a bladder infection from not? I think that's yeast infection.
I think you have to.
No, you have to pee after sex.
Isn't it the pee before?
No, after.
Or is it the men?
It's harder to come for men.
Shout
if they
out to Miss Kent. She told me that men can pee before sex, so they could clean out the sperm cells that. Like that are in their track.
Yeah, like dead sperm cells. But like,
yeah.
If you have to pee while you're having sex, it's gonna be harder for you to come. That's what I know. And then girls are supposed to pee after sex so they don't get UTIs, because bacteria and stuff gets pushed up there.
What's the acronym for UTI?
Huh?
What's the acronym for UTI?
Urinary tract infection.
Oh, I thought it was.
I'm just gonna buy it. I wonder if there's a book of
topless.
Acronyms. Is there a book of acronyms? I'll buy Olivia a book full of acronyms so she can stop asking. Because we'll literally.
Rise up lights.
Oh my fuck! Just title this Rise Up Lights.
Rise up lights.
Oh okay, this song.
Rise up lights. Rise
do up the, lights. make a video and just use the alien filter.
Rise up lights. Sorry.
You ever use the reverse filter and say burgundy sauce?
No, what does it say?
I know that what burgundy says, but I don't know what sauce says after it.
Yoss.
Only one way to find out.
I'm not doing it.
Can you do it?
Because burgundy makes you say the N-word with an R. I'm never saying burgundy again. Oh, fuck.
I like the
rise up lights.
Fuck. Oh, my God, bro.
God,
anyone
so
who encounters Olivia during school and just has and doesn't stop saying rise up lights, I'm sorry.
Guess what, guys?
What?
Rise up lights. No.
What's the acronym for HIV/AIDS?
HIV is human immune virus or human infectious virus.
No.
Oh, human.
I don't think is H the human part?
Immune deficiency.
But V doesn't.
No, that's acquired immune deficiency.
No, that's the same thing with HIV.
Because of the slash, Olivia.
Human immunodeficiency virus or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
Have you ever taken a test to see if you are positive for any STDs? It's always good to.
I took the one that I am on drugs. I have syphilis. Oh my god. Just kidding. Yeah, I want it. I bought it.
I don't think you can buy syphilis.
But
you can buy anything on the block.
You just have sex with.
Unless you pay someone who has syphilis.
I was going to say a name. I didn't. I stopped myself. I don't slut
shame.
Sis, stop. Eyes up, blinds.
Oh. I see. Oh, I know her.
She's a skank.
We don't skank shame or slut shame or whore shame or
you
cut
do
shame.
You sis. You
or
do
hoe
you.
Shame. We just syphilis
stay
shame.
In our lane.
Syphilis.
We just raise a blight shame.
Oh my fuck.
Stop it, Olivia.
Olivia,
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Drew penis on the windshield.
Are these like little animal handprint things?
I always wondered because I always.
What are like, these?
They just like happen whenever you get into the car.
A ghost. It's a ghost.
It's a rat. It's a fucking rat.
Fries up lights.
You spell lights with a Z?
You don't?
Who the fuck? It's
an S. Oh, Sage said okay, Olivia.
Okay, Olivia. That's what he said?
How do you know it was
That's
you?
What he freaking said?
Wait, how did you know it was you?
Oh, wrong?
I want vanilla. I want vanilla.
Can I get, do you want one?
Strawberry?
Actually, give me cookies and cream.
Can I get, one chocolate milkshake?
She's doing the accent.
System 9-0.
And then, cookies and cream milkshake?
Yeah, what are
you
smaller
ones? Smalls, sorry.
Both?
Yeah, both. And then
a strawberry milkshake.
And then a strawberry milkshake, small as well.
Small as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Perfect.
Cheerio.
Well, that's gonna be small with the window.
All right, thank you.
That was literally the first time you guys could hear. That was actually real. Like,
that was
actually
good.
Caitlin's accent.
Caitlin is from, where are you from?
England.
My mom.
She's from Gina. Gina's Gina.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Did you tell me the story that
no.
you calling your mom that and she just like hit you?
Yeah, she gets so mad when you call her Gina.
I'm sure people have fucking gave her hell about it during
her brothers.
Yeah.
Bro, during
Gina
our health,
Gina.
During our health period, it's like all immature kids and we're just talking about the anatomy of a woman and there's like What was the outer part of the woman's like pelvis area called? And someone was like, she said the vulva, and then some guy in the back was like, that's a car brand.
That's really funny.
Awesome. My mom's text doesn't make sense.
She's blind. She can't.
It says
he meant Volvo.
He said, well, I think the kids are going bowling. I said, okay. But I don't know who's bringing them home. So if they have someone else bringing them home, then you should just have Caitlin bring you home.
What?
Exactly.
Jeevan, wait.
I'm not picking them up. What the?
I don't think that's what she's asking.
Does she expect me to drop you off there?
She says, have Caitlin bring you home. I don't know what she's meaning by that, though.
What did she think that you were going to get a ride from?
I don't know.
Not but Caitlin?
No, she knows that Caitlin. But I don't know who's bringing them home, so if they have someone else bringing them home, then you should just have Caitlin bring you home.
I think she's trying to say that don't ride with the person that's taking whoever.
Why would I?
Well, exactly. Why would you? So just be like, okay. Just say okay. What? That was literally the wrong thing to say.
What?
Okay. What? I don't understand.
Your text doesn't make sense.
Just say okay, and then you should have
just nothing. Just come home.
Exactly. See, you could have just said okay, and then
okay, we are leaving.
So, wait, they're going bowling this late, but she expects you home right now?
I don't know. She's not making sense.
Mothers. Gotta love them.
Blind mothers. Is what it is, is what it is.
What it is. What's up? Got you in the club.
Rise up, lights.
What's
Why
up?
Why isn't he answering?
Why is my mom being weird? My mom is being so weird today. What even is this podcast? You know what it is? It's Raise Up Lights.
On that note.
People are just listening to our like random combos that we just had. This isn't even the podcast.
I know. I hope you enjoy, though, because we love you. If you're listening to this,
I love you. If you're this far into listening, I'm
impressed. I love you.
Because it was literally
you are beautiful.
It was literally just a bunch of nonsense.
Shh. I love you. You are so beautiful. And you are so important to me. I just want you to know.
I saw this video.
Rise up lights. Okay, go.
This girl doing ASMR, and it was like, and she was like talking, but like it was like, so like, yeah. She was talking like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Like expressing her saliva.
Yeah. And she's like,
so, talking with her
she's
saliva.
Like this. So like, yeah.
Is that that one girl with no eyebrows?
I don't know. I think she had eyebrows, but like,
okay, then
she doesn't even look. Yes, I know. You didn't even have to describe her. Just the redhead chick.
Yes,
dude. How old is she? How old is she? She looks like she's like
9,
11. I'm 11, so bitches, the fuck.
In the back of the pack room of the okay. Oh my god, never mind. The background of the podcast. You just hear Caitlin blowing up Sage's phone.
He's not answering me at this point.
Do you want me to call him, dude? That would be so awkward if he answered me.
I would have a fit.
Like I said, I'm sure he's just playing video games with the bros.
Why can't he just tell me that? That's all I want. He never tells me something.
He's having sex with Blake.
The games that he's probably playing probably requires all of his attention right now, where he's just like putting his phone away.
Okay, am I asking them?
Like, he can't. What's your accent?
Okay, so I think do I have to talk to them?
No.
Rise up, lights.
Caitlin, I'm doing it.
No, you're not.
Why not? I'm
gonna ask while we're fine.
Do you have time for...
Do you have time for a quick joke? Is that...
It's not a joke.
A joke.
It's not a joke. It's...
There's that chocolate.
It's a life lesson.
Strawberry.
Strawberry. I love me my strawberry.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheerio.
She knows it was fake.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks, Earl.
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I just love the change. Tell me why I was trying to throw away this.
I threw my gum
I was trying
on
to,
my seat.
Oh, my God. I was trying to throw away that straw, and I thought I was about to throw away the change.
Can you ask Sage if he's just playing games? Because he's just not...
Caitlin.
What?
I just told you. We have a group chat, mm-hmm. And he texted and saying that he's going to be playing video games with Meshack.
With Meshack?
You didn't tell
Bro,
me
text Meshack. Meshack's so funny.
I told you, with the bros.
But I just
want to
text back, that's all.
Okay. Let me call him.
You know,
okay,
never
I won't
mind.
Call him
no,
because
I'm
sure he might...
No.
Because then if he answers, I highly doubt that he's going to answer me, but...
If he does, it's going to be very awkward if he answered Earl, but not. Caitlin has called him a lot. He's not answering because he's being weird. So he just needs to get a spanking.
He's being a boy and he's playing games. That's
no,
it.
That
he needs to get a spanking.
Olivia's going to be the one to give it to. She's into that anyway. Anyone who's into... A dominatrix, hit up Olivia. She's parts.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be a college student in the day and then a dominatrix at night.
During the day, I'm not gonna go to college. Remember, I'm not going to college.
No, you're taking. What'd you call? You called
colegio.
You called it a leap year, but it was a gap.
I said I'm taking a leap year.
Who was like? Wasn't it the? Okay, remember there was a girl in our at Cope that was like 4 years old because she was. She was born on a leap year.
No.
There was a girl in our 8th grade class. she said she was born on a leap year and she was 4.
That makes no sense.
But yeah, exactly. So, and me being young, I didn't know how leap year, like worked. So
it's basically time travel.
I went along with it. I was like, oh, okay. 4 years old, really?
That's cool. That's dope.
You're kind of advanced.
Maybe she means she's only had 4 birthdays.
For your age.
No, that's what it is. She's not actually 4, but like technically she's 4.
No, yeah, that's how I understood that like later on when I like figured that out.
It's just her government birthday, to be honest.
What's a word you don't enjoy hearing? Can't be a cuss word.
Rise up, lights.
Currently,
this mine, honestly.
Literally.
It never gets old.
I want someone to, like, count how many times. Like, from the beginning of this podcast, how many times. Or even a podcast. Anyway. it's literally, like, what? A full 2 hours of just Olivia saying.
What an asshole.
Kaylin, aren't we going in the wrong lights. Direction?
Huh?
Are we going in the wrong direction?
No.
Looks like we're going farther away from home.
I know.
Why are all these people assholes? Like, you sped up for nothing, sir.
Olivia, what do you think? What do you think the person was thinking when they found that tampon in their butt?
We dipped a tampon in cranberry juice and threw it on somebody's car.
I mean, you did.
Okay, Caitlin dipped it in. It was a group job. Caitlin dipped it in cranberry juice.
I dipped it in to be funny, to be like, oh no.
And then
oh, no.
I flung it out the window and it happened. It happened to fall on a car. I didn't do it on purpose.
You for sure did on purpose.
Oh. Raise up lights.
My forearm just had a
They're
muscle
only
gonna spasm.
Hear you, no?
My arm just had a muscle spasm. I just stewed a tampon. I wonder, did you hit it?
It was so funny. This whole time I thought Earl was saying that he was having a muscle spasm. I didn't realize that he was saying that I was having a muscle spasm when I threw it. And so I was totally ignoring his muscle spasm.
Did you throw it on to the top of that person's car?
Yeah, so they might have.
Wait.
Okay, so that came to an abrupt stop because my mom called me. So that's the end of the podcast because it's actually pretty long. So if you made it till the end, I love you. We're gonna make out.
Congrats.
Yeah. So Caitlin, you want to do the honors and say stato? Caitlin's really sad, and it's all your fucking fault, Sage. So we're gonna fucking fight. We're gonna take this out motherfucking side. But besides that, just kidding. Rise up, lights. Okay, anyways. Stay dope. Love you. Earl, anything to say?
I wish I didn't tell Olivia about Rise Up Lights.
I'm so happy he did. Thanks, Earl. You ruined everybody's life.
What? Okay, I wouldn't say it that way. Anyway.
Rise Up Lights.